Proclamation number 6457 of 22nd of January, 1956. Need that teaches right praying. I grant you all my protection and my help if you appeal to me for it. And therefore no person can get lost who has so much faith in himself that he calls to me for mercy in utmost adversity. I will truly not let him get lost, for such a call proves that he believes in me. However, words which are only spoken by the mouth are not a call to me, because the human being's heart is then uninvolved and I only ever evaluate that which ascends to me in spirit and in truth. But it is possible that even so-called formal Christians send up a call to me from their heart in times of greatest adversity, that they also have the certainty within themselves that there is a God who can help them, and then turn to Him. And I will not deceive this faith. And the prayer of one person, which is thus sent up to me in spirit and in truth, will achieve more than the lip prayer of masses who only use empty formulas and do not find the intimate connection with me, whose faith in me is thus a dead one, without strength and life. And you humans will come into such adversity where only I can help you, and then it will prove who establishes the right relationship with me, who commends himself to me with all his heart and appeals for mercy. Only a completely hopeless state can bring about this appeal in weak or unbelieving people, when salvation no longer seems possible and the person almost gives up on himself. Then he can remember him who has power and to whom nothing is impossible. And then all external coverings will fall off. Then the human being will stand poor and humble before him whom he did not want to acknowledge but could not reject with conviction either, and then he will turn to him with words which the heart stammers even if the mouth remains silent. And this one will not regret it eternally. One day he will bless this great adversity which brought him the light of knowledge because he consciously established the bond with me so that I could listen to him and also hear him. An anxious heart is most likely to let go of the rigid shell around it. It comes forth in all weakness and offers itself to me, whom it suddenly recognizes in its great adversity. But there must still be a spark of faith in it, which was buried and now shines through the great adversity as a tiny star of hope. But anyone who is faithless will not find the way to me even in greatest adversity, unless the strength of a fellow human being's faith could persuade him to likewise surrender to a power he has not yet recognized. I know every thought and take it into account, and I will truly not let anyone who can still be saved get lost, for my love and care is constantly directed towards the people of this earth so that they will still find their way to me before the end. Therefore, whatever happens shall only contribute towards people acknowledging me, towards them consciously establishing contact with me, because then they will not be lost for eternal times either. You, who are of awakened spirit, should only regard all events in the coming time in such a way that they serve to save the fallen one. For many things will still happen which will cause you to tremble. And people will be inclined to deny a God of love. But you know what it is all about. That I use all means to induce people to send a call to me from their heart. And that I therefore also have to resort to means which make you doubt my love, and yet my love alone is decisive because I want to protect the souls from further banishment, from far greater adversity. Amen.